Welcome to Daf Yom Yishuv, sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Pivov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. This is the last and final Daf of Masechet Pesachim, Perek series starting Halacha Zayin in the bottom Daf Pei Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Yashnu Miktsasom Yoichlu. If part of the Bnei Chaburo fell asleep in the middle of Leila Seder, they can still eat the Korban Pesach. Kulam lo yoichlu, but if the entire chabura fell asleep, they cannot eat the Korban Pesach. If they didn't mamash fall asleep, they just dozed off, yoichlu, they can continue eating Korban Pesach, even if all of them were misnamnim. Nirdumu lo yoichlu, but if they all fell asleep, then they cannot eat the Korban Pesach. A Pesach acha chatzoyis metamis hayadayim. After chatzoyis, after midnight, now the Pesach caused tumas hayadayim. If you touch the Korban Pesach, it makes the hand tummy. That if someone touches truma, it makes the truma pasul. Continues the Mishnah Pivov Amud Aleph. Hapigul ve'anoisa mitamis hayadayim. The same way Pesach causes truma in the hands, also pigul anoisa causes truma in the hands. Pigul is when the kohen has the wrong thought when he does the avoido, and he's thinking that he's going to use the korban in a wrong time. And noisa is when actually meat was left over the time that you're allowed to eat the korban. And the Gemara in the Bavli explains the reason why, because pasul, because of Chashdei Kehuno and Atzlei Kehuno. Chashdei Kehuno means the Kohanim, they're suspicious that maybe they want to ruin it for the owner. And Atzlei Kehuno are the Kohanim, they're lazy and just allow the meat to stay overnight. Continues the Mishnah, Birch Bikas HaPesach, Poiter Echel Zevach. There's two korbanos that we have that we're eating in Leila Seder. One is the Pesach, another one is Korban Chagigo of Yudal of the 14th of Nisan. So he does the Bruch on the Pesach, he's Moitzi the one of the Korban Chagigo. But it's Shel Zevach, Loi Potter Shel Pesach. With the opposite, if he did the korban on the Zevach, on the Chagigo, he's not Moitzi the Pesach. That's Divi Rabbi Shmuel, that's Shita Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lozu Potter Zu, Lozu Potter Zu. Each one has to have his own bracha, and one bracha does not potter the other one. Says the Gemara, Lamo, what's the reason that if they fell asleep, they cannot eat Korban Pesach? Isn't it Pnei Hesach Adas, or Mishu Shov Alav Chatzois? Is it because there's Hesach Adas, meaning they're not focused on the korban? And by kachim, if you're meisiach das, if you're not really focused on the korban to make sure nothing happens to it, there is a psul called hesach das that makes the korban pasul. Or because if they fell asleep, the problem is maybe after chatzoyis, maybe after midnight. So the mohaga atzvecho, look to yourself. Sheyeshem chabur acher, there's other people there. Meaning, look at the first part of the Mishnah. What did it say in the first part? That if only part of them fell asleep, then they could eat the korban pesach. How that means it's before chatzoyis, because if it's after chatzoyis, how could they eat the korban pesach? Harei lo yover chatzois. You see from here, chatzois did not pass. Have a least time though, and they pray hesach hadas. You see from here that the reason is possible because of hesach hadas, because they didn't, when they fell asleep, they're not thinking about the carbon, and that's what becomes possible. But if some of the Bnei Chabur did not fall asleep, so there's no hesach hadas, and everybody can eat the carbon pesach. Hosim b'shem Yeshua ben Levi, ha-pigul ve-anoisa mitztamim l'stamis ha-edayim k'dei oinsho mechazais. Meaning the pigul and noisa cause tumo, and they join together, a portion of pigul, a portion of noisa can join together, and they cause tumo because, why kazais? That's kedei oinshom. Meaning pigul and noisa of kazais is that when a person is chayav karis for having pigul and noisa. So it causes tumo in the size of kazais, even though usually tumo only happens when you have kabetza. So the Gemara now quotes what we said earlier in the Masechto. Ma sheiv su sa trumo, do pigul and noisa cause psul for trumo? So the Gemara kal v'chaymer. If they make tumor for the hands, then what's the tumor of the hands? Then makes the tumor puzzle. So of course, the pigul noisa, when they touch directly the tumor, they will make it puzzle. Says the Gemara, another question. What about yoytze? We talked about pigul noisa. What? There's another psul in kachim. If it was yoytze, it went out of the Beis HaMikdosh, or out of the place where you could eat it. Does psul yoytze become tome as well? Metames ha'edayim, or yoytze metames ha'edayim. So says the Gemara, these two questions depend on each other. How is that so? Says the Gemara like this. In Temer and Yoytze Metames Yadayim. You see that Yoytze does cause Tumas Yadayim. So then a Pigul Vanoyser in Poisle Misachumu. And Pigul Vanoyser, then not Poisle Chumu. Now I'm going to use the Gears of Abchaim, bring a sentence from before that we don't have over here. In Temer and Pigul Vanoyser, Poisle Misachumu. If you tell me that it does Poisle Chumu, Hain Yoytze Loygozu Olov Klum. So then the Yoytze doesn't have a gzeir of Tumas Yadayim. Now what does the Gemara mean? Referring to the Gemara earlier in the 7th Perek that says, Eivr sheyotzoi miktsosoi, if you have a limb that partially went out to the Beis HaMikdosh, so then you cut it, and then whatever's inside is okay, whatever's outside, you burn. And this is what bothers the Gemara, and that's the next sentence of the Gemara. The Dal Ken, if not so, Yitamit Sadachit Soyin Litzada Primi. Meaning, we said you cut the outside part, and the inside part is okay. Why is it okay? They're touching each other. The outside part and the inside part are touching each other. And if the outside part has it in Tumo, so then the inside part becomes Tumo as well. So there's two ways to get out of it. Either you say that the Tumo, the Rabbanim or Goyzer, is only on hands, not on Tumo, meaning not on food. So when the outside part touches the inside part, it doesn't make it Tumo, because the inside part is food, it's not Yadayim, and therefore it doesn't become Tumo. Or you say that even though there were Goyzer Tumo on Pigul and Noyzer, there were not Goyzer Tumo on Yaitse. So the Yaitse is not Tumo, the outside is not Metame, the inside. That's why these two questions depend on each other. If you say there were goyzer tumo on yoytze, so now goyzer tumo on truma, meaning on food. And if there were goyzer tumo on food, on truma, so then yoytze is namitame. So answer the Gemara, Omar Avavim, man isle dover tomer machwas magatz, where lo rameir. Meaning here, they're not touching each other because it's one big piece. So this is called maga beis hastorim. What is maga beis hastorim? You don't see a piece touching another piece. That's only in two pieces. When you have one big piece, it's touching internally. Called beis hastorim, something you can't see. So the one who says the maga beis hastorim is considered to be a touch is the shita of Rameir. That's what the Yerushalmi calls tomim machlas maga atzma. It's touching itself. That's Rameir. The Chachamim disagree. So yes, it could be that yoytz is metame, it could be the tumah is metame, basar is metame, truma. But here it's not considered to be touched because it's one big piece. So as the Gemara of Leikonah Mar B'Yechonah called Dvorim Tehorim B'Ruban. Rabbi Yochanan taught us that anything which is cut, the majority of it, it's cut, so it's not considered to be connected. So if you have an animal that removed the skin, even though not entirely, but the majority of the skin was removed, so then it doesn't bring tumo. If the tumo touched the skin, it does not bring tumo to the meat. So something, the majority of it was cut out, is considered to be not connected. So here as well, kivan shechidech rubom loy kiporeshu. So here, you want to say that the connection between the two pieces, the external piece and the internal piece, is only an internal connection. It's not a connection you cannot see. That's all good before you cut it. But once you start cutting it, and you cut the majority of the piece, it's considered to be disconnected. So now it's going to be considered touching, and the tumor will transfer. Because once I cut the majority, it's now considered to be disconnected, but it's still touching a little bit. So now it's two pieces touching, and the tumor will transfer. So when I have a limb partially outside, partially inside, it should cause a tumor if you hold that it's tumor by yoytze. Meaning he's not cutting it in one shot. He's cutting the entire meat and then partially still connected. He's cutting a small piece and throwing it out. He's cutting a small piece and throwing it out. So always whatever has remained is completely connected. It's not the majority disconnected and only a minority connected. Every piece that he cuts, he removes that right away. So whatever remains is considered to be fully connected to the piece inside. So you mean it's always considered to be one big piece, and therefore even if there's tumor on the outside, it doesn't transfer to the inside according to Rabbanon that say the maga beis hastorim, an internal connection, is not considered to be connected. All of this was the quote from earlier in the Masechta. It says more now, this part that we mentioned, the Pesach after Chatzos caused tumas yadayim, is like meima shover Chatzos, is because Chatzos passed that causes tumor? Why if Chatzos passed what causes tumor? The reason is not because of Chatzos. But once you reach Chatzos, you can't eat Korban Pesach anymore. So now there's Hesach Hadas. Now he's not focused on the carbon. And he may it gets Tumo. So you see, this Mishnah is refocusing on the Yisro of Hesach Hadas. So also the beginning of the Mishnah that refers to the Bnei Chabura that fell asleep. The reason is because of Hesach Hadas. That was the question we started the Amud with. What was the problem of falling asleep? That they woke up after Chatzos or they have Hesach Hadas? You see, from the end of the Mishnah, the issue is Esach Hadas. So from the beginning of the Mishnah, the issue is Esach Hadas. Now, the end of the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, if I do the Bruch on Pesach, so that you're pointer the Bruch on the Zevach on Chagigo. So Amar Zeh Oiro, using of Chaim's Girso, Lo Mistabra Deloi, it doesn't make sense to say the opposite. The Birkas of Pesach says the Bruch on Pesach, Loi Pota Shal Zevach. He's not going to be pointer Chagigo. Fishal Zevach, Pota Shal Pesach. But the bracha of the chagiga should be prayed to Pesach. Why? Shah Pesach bechlal zevach, because zevach refers to all karbonis. Pesach is one of the karbonis. So the bracha on the zevach should be prayed to Pesach. But the bracha on Pesach, which is very specific on Pesach, why should that be prayed to chagiga? Answers the Gemara: Omer Amano Pesach ikar vazevach tfeilo. The reason the bracha of Pesach is prayed to zevach, not because the lashon of the bracha refers to the zevach, but because the main karbon of this night is Korban Pesach. The Korban Chagiga is tougher than the Korban Pesach. So he says the bracha of the Pesach is mighty, is poiter the Korban Zevach because it's tofel. Rabbi Kiva's shita in the Mishnah is that they're both considered to be hikar, and therefore one is not poiter the other. Hadron Loch Pekavi Psochim, the Kulam Mesechet Psochim. With this, we conclude the entire Mesechet Psochim B'siyata Dishmayo. Mazel Tov to all those who are Messiah. Shabbaz Hashem have koyach to continue learning many Mesechtas in the Yerushalmi together. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Psochim Daf Pei Vov.